with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still.
Well, hello to everybody, and I thank you all for doing me the honor of coming back and listening to me again. I know I can get loud, and I know I can get anxious, but as I've told you before, and I'll continue to tell you, there's always a reason for that. And the name of the show is TLB Talk Radio, and it is on RBN, and let's take a couple of seconds to talk about RBN. I need everybody to understand, and I may have alluded to this before, but I need to drive this point home. The type of show I do and the type of individual I am precludes me from a lot of other platforms. They don't want somebody telling the honest, hurtful truth. Now, it's not going to hurt you, but it's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt the corporatists. It's going to hurt the government agents. It's going to hurt those who own them. What you need, if you're someone like me, is a platform that is honest as you are. What you need is a platform that believes that the truth is paramount. And this is RBN. This is why I am here. I could be doing these shows on my own platform, but I wouldn't have people like Sam. Sam is the guy who produces this show for me. He does a phenomenal job. I'm not the easiest person to get along with all the time, but I do appreciate him. And I do appreciate the fact that he makes sure that I'm going through loud and clear. And when I say loud, let's put a little emphasis on that. We always have to remember that it's not just you getting something accomplished. In most cases, it's you and everybody who supports you. The RBN staff supports me. I consider them a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project, even if it's only in sharing information. Anybody out there who believes that the truth is paramount in their life, thank you for being someone who goes to the Liberty Beacon Project. What, no matter which website it is, no matter whether it's our newest one, TLB Talk, the social media site, but also when you need to listen, not so much read, tell your friends they need to come to RBN. This is why I'm here. And believe me, I wouldn't be if everything I hadn't just told you wasn't the honest to God truth. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the ability to talk. Let's talk about the ability to get the truth out. If you are on social media today, this is something that, I don't know, is becoming more and more rare by the day. What is our future? If you go by what is being told to you or what you're allowed to know on platforms like Facebook or Twitter or even YouTube nowadays, it is what they decide your future is going to be. And how do they do that? They do that by convincing you via the mechanisms of what they do and don't allow. If they don't allow something and you're never exposed to it, how can you consider that a possibility for your future? You can't, because you exist in a state of ignorance, not stupidity, ignorance. Stupidity is if you had the information, you wouldn't know what to do with it. Ignorance is not having the information, so you don't know what to do. Or you don't know that that possibility or that contingency is even available to you. This is called programmed ignorance. And as most of you have heard before, but some of you may not have, I'm going to give you the entire mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project, but it's just been in existence for over a dozen years now. So bear with me while I give you the entire mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project. It is the eradication of programmed ignorance. That's it. And that is the most, as far as I'm concerned, that is the biggest concern I have for America and everybody across the globe who considers themselves to be a free or a sovereign individual. It is the programmed ignorance that is being stuffed down your throat on a regular basis, whether it's from mainstream media or big tech. When Facebook came into the world, they came into the world, and I remember back then, they came into the world with the promise that you were going to have a platform where you could say what needed to be said. How long did that last? When Twitter came into the world, they came into the world with a promise that you could say what needs to be said. How long did that last? YouTube lasted a little bit longer, but now you're violating their community standards if you talk about vaccines. And the thing of it is, what we were saying about vaccines a year ago and being banned for or having our stuff taken down is now proving to be a fact today. The CDC is stepping up to say, well, you know what? These shots aren't going to keep you from getting it. They're not going to keep your body from storing it. They're not going to keep you from giving it to anybody else. But when I was saying that a year ago, my videos were being taken down. Are you understanding here? This is all leading up to something. This show, the title of this show, is a little bit different, okay? It's something that leads up to why we have a platform like TLB Talk. So the name of the show today is When You Can No Longer Talk. Yes, that's the title of today's show. And everything you've just heard is a lead into that title, When You Can No Longer Talk. Now, some of you may be a little bit, I don't know, you may be a little bit bold and say, well, I type, I don't talk. Well, you can't say that on YouTube. And there's a lot of other platforms where you literally do live streaming nowadays. So you talk. And let's just take it as a general meaning, not so much specifically when things are crossing your vocal cords. When you can no longer talk, then what you have been put is you've been put into a situation whereby you can no longer inform. And if you can no longer inform, then the truths you know to be self-evident, gee, where does that come from, no longer apply. They don't. If I can't tell you the truth, you can't know the truth. That, my friends, is tyranny. It absolutely is. And when I said a year ago that these vaccines didn't work, I was shut up for it. And when how many of you out there wrote articles or shared articles along the same lines, how many of you were put on vacation by Facebook? How many of your tweets were taken down? How many of your YouTube videos were removed for violating community standards? Whose community? Can I ask you that? If it proved today that I was telling the truth a year ago, what community was saying I was lying? Gee, could those be the paid fact checkers that Facebook has had to step up and tell the world because of lawsuits their opinions more than anything else? So you're going to block my truth because your opinion is different than mine. You're going to tell me I cannot tell all of my friends and all of the followers of this project the things they absolutely need to know to live a productive and safe life because it's not your opinion? Ladies and gentlemen, listening to this show, that's what that boils down to. No, I'm not lying. I'm not bullcrapping, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm not fear-mongering. What I just told you is the absolute truth. Their opinions override the truth you need to keep you and your family safe and productive. So what do we need to do? We need to just start a new platform. Today's show is about talk. Let me refine that just a little bit more. It's about TLB talk. Why, when Roger's life is so hectic, it's insane, when Roger spends every day running 4 global news websites, a science website, science health website, which is in the garage being upgraded and will soon be republished, and then goes out and starts a social media website, which requires more attention than all of the other 4 or 5 put together. Why? What's the mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project? It is the eradication of programmed ignorance. I can't do that on Facebook. I can't do that on Twitter. I can't do that on YouTube. I can't even do that on Instagram now. And I could go on and on. Why? Because they have corporate money. And at some point, regardless of how, I don't know, on your side they seem to be when you step into the realm, or when you take their help, when they hold out your hand, their hand, and you take it, then what you have done is signed a contract with them to allow them to influence what you can and cannot allow on your platform. And this is exactly what we're seeing. We are seeing corporatism. We are seeing big government. We are seeing everybody but you and me having the ability to decide what the truth is. And with that, what our future is going to be. If you program enough ignorance into a society, you can push that society in any direction you wish. This is not a guess. This is an absolute fact. And anybody who stands up to eradicate that programmed ignorance must be silenced. They must be shut up. They must be pushed aside, or they must be, I don't know, made to look so bad and so evil that nobody even wants to listen to them anymore. They need to be denigrated from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed. Gee, does this sound familiar to anybody listening to this show right now? Again, why do you think I'm on RBN? Why do you think we started a social media or a social networking platform? Because for anybody out there who thinks that social media is just about media, in a lot of places it is. And that's part of its, that's one of its biggest, I don't know, fallibilities. It is. When you say social, that means I'm talking to you, you're talking to me. When I say social media, I think of community. You don't think like that in Facebook. They don't think like that in Twitter. And they don't think like that on YouTube. They don't think like that on Instagram. They don't think like that on Parler, which shocks me. And let's talk about the newest one that just came out. Anybody here who thinks I'm about to denigrate Trump, I'm not. Trump can be a clown. Trump can be a loudmouth. Trump can be somebody who probably should think a little bit more before he opens his mouth. But he has done more for this country in his time in office than any president in modern history. That's an absolute fact. So he starts up his own social media platform. And people are saying, well, what do you think about Trump starting his own platform? What's that going to do to TLB talk? Let me explain something to you. Trump started a political platform. If you go on Trump's platform and you start to slice Trump to pieces over and over again, how long do you think you're going to last? Again, your ability to say what you think is going to be restricted. Now, am I telling you not to go and join Trump's platform? If you truly believe that he was a good president, and even I believe that, if you truly believe that the election was stolen from him, if you truly believe that in 2024 he should be revisited, then I would strongly suggest you go and join his platform. But tell me where it says you're only allowed to be on one. Because when you want a community, come over to TLB Talk. And why am I talking about community? Why am I talking about any of these things? To me, today, a social networking platform, And I still prefer that to social media, although there is media there. It is a networking platform. Social networking platforms today are more critical than they have ever been. And that's not going to lay off. That's only going to exacerbate. It's only going to be more and more true as we go forward. Doing business with other members. Okay, I'm going to talk to you. You're going to talk to me. I know something you don't know. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to help you to eradicate your programmed ignorance. Now, on this platform, you have two basic abilities that are paramount. You have the ability to learn, and you have the ability to teach. One doesn't work without the other. And if you learn something, doesn't it become inherent upon you to teach someone else? If it was important enough for you to do the research on it, then it's important enough for you to tell others about it. But let's take it beyond that, okay? We have no corporate investors. We have no corporate investors because there's bad corporations out there who only want to influence. Now, for anybody out there saying, hey, but there's good corporations out there, yes, there is. And we all know that too. But a good corporation still has to work within its self-interest. They have to. Because the people at the top are tasked with making a profit and growing that project, that company, that corporation. And in order to do that, they need to protect what is theirs or what influences theirs. So even with a good corporation, if you're doing something that goes against their grain, you're going to hear it from them. They're going to say, look, we gave you $500,000 and you guys are doing this and it's not really doing us any good and it's probably not doing you any good, so why don't we consider not doing that? Corporate money is corporate money. It comes with ties. It comes with strings. You cannot get around that. You can't. So, what do I mean when I say doing business inside TLV Talk? I'm going to tell you right now that a vast majority of the people in there right now, and that will probably continue, are people who absolutely are leaders. They are probably all, most of them, type A personalities. They went where nobody else had gone to see exactly what it was, what it would do if somebody was lying to them, if they actually could have the ability to say what they knew to be true. They came and walked where nobody had walked before. These are not necessarily all conservatives, because some people do not relate to either being conservative or, I don't know, anything else. They don't have a political something that pops out in their mind right away. They don't. But at the same time, a lot of these people that will step first are people that own the mom and pop shops across this country. 80% of whatever happens economically in this country happens in the mom and pop shops, the small businesses downtown, the businesses that employ, I don't know, maybe 500 people or less, and in most cases, 100 people or less. This is a vast majority of America. And these are the people that are getting hurt the most. And these are the people, these business owners, who walk into a place like TLV Talk first. Now, if you want to do some business with somebody, wouldn't you rather do some business with somebody who thinks like you? Wouldn't you rather do a business with somebody who's a member in the same organization from the same beliefs you have than to go to Walmart? Because you know damn right well Walmart doesn't think like you. I bought a set of slippers at Walmart about 6 months ago. 2 months after I bought it, I had to throw them away because the soles had totally worn off. And that's just from walking around the house, which meant I had to go and buy another pair. You go to an American shop and buy American slippers from mom and pop, and they're going to last you 2 or 3 years, maybe 5 years. I've had a pair of slippers when I was younger that lasted me almost a dozen years till I outgrew them. The point here is you do business together, you learn together, you teach together, You become a community. It's not about my name is Trump, and if you don't believe in everything Trump, you probably shouldn't be here. Again, I'm not knocking him. Anybody who doesn't understand that that's what the platform is for, you're a moron. That's exactly what it's for. Everybody knows that, including him. And I got nothing against that. If you go someplace understanding what it is and you can gain from that, go. But if you're looking for a community where you don't know what you want or you don't know what you need, but you want to be able to trust the people around you to help you determine these things, you go to a community. You go to a place like TLB Talk. Why is that becoming so important? Why is a community becoming so important? First off, we've already discussed the freedom of speech. We've already discussed the freedom of commerce. We've already discussed big tech censorship and tyranny. Because anybody who doesn't think that me not being allowed to tell the truth for an entire year until the CDC had to come out and admit it was the truth wasn't tyranny, I got to explain something to you. How many brilliant scientists across the United States and the planet knew a year ago that the CDC was lying, but were not allowed to tell us? So you tell me it wasn't tyranny that I was shut up. But I can go to shows I was doing over a year ago on RBN and prove I was saying this. It was the only place I could go to say it on a radio show. And if I keep going back to RBN, there is a reason for that. I constantly promote TLB Talk as a community, okay, because that is vital today. Why do I say that's vital today? Let me tell you what's coming down the road, okay? Behind your back and under the table, vaccine passports are still becoming an issue in this country, and they're still proliferating. Not only that, digital ID. Yes, I'm talking about digital IDs. Yes, digital identity. I'm talking about digital surveillance. I'm talking about the inevitability of, listen to me, because Roger does a lot of research, the inevitability of a financial global collapse. That's not a guess. It's not a joke. It's already happened twice in our lifetimes, and it's about to happen again. Only it's going to happen on a much larger scale. And the only way out of that is going to be a digital currency. And the only way out of that is going to be digital ID. I'm telling you right now, guarantee your food security. Please do it. Because the global economic crisis is already in play and it will only get worse. Central banks across the planet, and there's only two or three countries on the entire planet that don't have a central bank. But central banks across the entire planet are so overreached and backed into a corner that the inevitability is there has to be a reset. I'm not talking about the great global reset from the World Economic Forum. I'm talking about a global monetary reset. It is inevitable. It is. Your personal finances, get them under control. Because central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are going to become a reality within the next 5 years at the most, if it takes that long. And once this happens, there will be forced compliance. Why will there be forced compliance? Because if you get online on Facebook and you say something stupid, they can shut your bank account off, literally. This is a social credit system like what we have seen in China for the last 5 to 10 years growing in the United States and across the free world. This is surveillance on steroids. This is the ability to keep you from traveling, the ability to keep you from doing business, the ability to keep you from knowing or teaching. This is where we are headed. Everybody's looking around and saying, okay, you know, they're not forcing us to wear masks anymore. Pretty soon we won't have to get these vaccines. Pretty soon we won't have to. And if you think that any of that going away makes everything okay, those were all the preludes for what was actually happening in the background. So why am I talking about all of this when this show's about supposed to be about TLB talk? Because that's exactly what we need to talk about. Okay? We do not have servers sitting in a place where they can be shut down by corporations that no longer think anybody should listen to us. This is for TLB Talk, our social media platform. Okay? We exist literally to stand outside of the realm of Facebook, outside of the realm of Twitter, outside. Look, you go into TLB Talk right now and you start talking like an idiot, we're not going to kick you out. But everybody in there has what's called a block button, meaning they can shut you up. If you're an idiot and nobody wants to listen to you, that is up to them as an individual. You have the right to say anything you wish that's legal and, you know, not extremely immoral. I mean, you can't go in and say, I've got a 5-year-old kid who wants to have sex with you. You want my phone number? No. The thing of it is, you have the ability in TLB Talk to say anything you want. That is your First Amendment right. One you're being denied everywhere else. But if you are an idiot or you are a tyrant and you speak as one, your First Amendment rights don't guarantee you an audience. They just guarantee you the ability to say it. And if you want to stand in the middle of the town square and talk to nobody, be our guest. Everybody in TLB Talk is aware, and we make them aware, of the block button. We're not going to kick you to the curb unless you're being extremely immoral, which is basically illegal, or you're doing something that is outright illegal. At that point, we kick you out simply to preserve the platform, because trolls and shills will come in and do illegal things simply to get us shut down. We're aware of this. But again, your First Amendment rights allow you to say what you believe you want to say. It doesn't guarantee you an audience, and we're not going to either. How many people listen to you, how many people follow you, is directly dependent on your message. Your message. And how you put it across. And how you deal within the community. I got to ask you a question. You live in a neighborhood and everybody gets along and they have neighborhood picnics and they have neighborhood barbecues and the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden you walk in every time they have one of these and you start cussing and you start screaming at people and telling them how stupid they are and how ugly they are. How long do you think it's going to be before you will never go to one of those again? This is how a community reacts. This is how TLB Talk reacts. We're never going to shut you up. What we will do, and I'm speaking of membership, not the staff, what we will do as members is shut you out. So if you come in under the auspice that you need to teach or you need to learn, and you can live and exist within a community that will support you in the trying economic and political times that are right around the corner, and in a lot of cases already here, then you're going to be welcomed more than you could imagine. Go into TLB Talk and look at the community. It will make you smile. We'll be back.
I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share.
Stop and think about that. Stop and think about that. People writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. This isn't something we do today willingly. It isn't something most of us do today knowingly. This is something that we are programmed into. And the easiest way to program someone is to keep them from knowing the truth, or to keep them from knowing a truth that would push back against what anybody who claims to be in charge, most of us refer to them to the elite. I don't think they're elite to anybody, but this is a title most people understand. Okay? Stop and think about this. I put that song as the lead in and the lead out to this show for a reason. It's at the bottom of every article I publish each week with this show embedded in it on Monday. Please go to the video and listen to the entire thing, and you tell me it's not appropriate. Look, I have one caller for this show, and he is either Tom D, depending on who you know him as, or Spy Tom, if you're in TLB Talk. And this is the administrator of the Liberty Beacon Project, and he is a good friend of mine. And I invited him in to help me discuss TLB Talk to y'all. How are you today, Tom?
Okay, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Look, there's something I would like you to do because I've only got you for 15 minutes. I do need 15 minutes to close this show out, especially today. What I would like you to tell everybody else is this. You haven't been a part of the Liberty Beacon Project for all that long. You definitely haven't been a part of TLB Talk for all that long. But you're not only there, but you're there with, I don't know, emphasis. You jump in and you do things even before you're asked to do things. You see something there that drives you. Please tell the audience, why is it that at this point in your life, when you could be having things so easy, you step up to do something that is anything but easy?
Well, I wish I'd known the question before we started the show, but I will try to put it as succinctly as I can. You know, for, I don't know, a lot of people that know me and have heard me, I've been following in this debacle of our government being having escaped from their box for over 40-some years. And for a long time, I was been looking for answers to how do we put them back in the box and seal it up nice and tight so that they can't continue doing what they're doing to us. And it's been a long road to get where we are right now. And I'll tell you, back in the 80s, you know, back in 1980 when I first got involved with this, 1979, 1980, there was no internet, there was no social gathering, so to speak, over a electronic medium besides going and meeting people at meetings, physically showing up at a auditorium or a bar or a restaurant or wherever you were having your meetings to talk about what was going on, what we could do to try to rein in the government and get them back in their box. And that's my best example of what they need to be, what needs to be done to them. They need to be put back in their box and duct taped real tight, keep them in under control. But it's, for a long time, you know, we didn't have the communication ability that we have now. With TLBTalk.com, it's an amazing step forward. And I know that, you know, people have been using smartphones and had the internet for, you know, since the 90s, you know, most people anyway. I mean, I got started in computers before that. But to have this ability to communicate widely with anybody on the planet, We're not alone anymore. We're not, you know, for years I tried to bring groups together, and I was involved with many, many groups. I mean, I bought every book, every video, I went to every meeting that I could, listened to every audio tape that I could find, and read every piece of information I could to learn about what's going on, what went wrong, and how to fix it. And every group that I joined just seemed to be, you know, they would say, well, we have the answer, and, you know, that other group, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. And you would go to the other group, and they would say just the same thing. We could never get them together. Now we have that opportunity. Everybody from all walks of life, every socioeconomic status in this country can come together at TLB Talk and work together as one solid front to try to do what we couldn't do back then when we didn't have the abilities to communicate. Now, Facebook, Twitter, all of these other groups, in fact, I just got banned from Twitter, and I'm not sure I want to resolve that by deleting my post. Well, you know what? I never really used Facebook or Twitter that much. I just, you know, did it for just to sort of see what's going on, but on TLB Talk, you'll never, ever have to worry about being banned or silenced or squelched in any way, shape, or form. The only way that could happen is if you, you know, aggravate other members, and they have the ability, just like they do on Facebook, they just block you. And, you know, you'll die in silence, because we won't kick you off. We won't tell you you can't say what you're saying. The membership will police itself. So
yeah, you're right, but
that will never happen.
Let me jump in here for a second, because you made such a sterling point. I'd like to advance that, because what I did for a living, I spent over 20 years, almost 24 years, traveling around the world, out of the country 80% of every year. When you say things like, we can now communicate across the planet instantaneously, we can now talk to people, we can plan, we can do things. One of the biggest things I hear from so many people is, the people in Australia don't think like us. The people in Germany don't think like us. The people in Italy don't think like us. I spent close to 25 years traveling this planet. What you all need to understand is, the way you think of tyranny, liberty, and freedom and sovereignty is human. It's not American. Everybody out there who has the knowledge, again, who isn't programmed with ignorance, who has the knowledge to understand those concepts, thinks the same way we do. They're human concepts, not American concepts. Please continue, Tom.
Yeah, all you have to do is look at some of the, One American News, or some of the videos that people are posting on TLB Talk or on other news medias, yep, that are open to what's going on. And you'll see truck convoys starting all over the planet, people, mass protests in Paris, in France. Paris and in Germany,
Australia,
and
yeah,
especially Australia. You know, they're just, and you know, they really made a mistake by giving up their weapons, their right to self defense, because yep, look what they're doing to them now. They're rounding them up like animals and putting them in a pen, and without a weapon to fight back. You know, we can never ever let that happen here, ever.
No, I not only agree with you, but most people need to understand there are more firearms, guns, whether they're pistols or rifles, in the hands of civilians in the United States than any standing army on the entire planet, including China.
Yeah, they said there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
Yeah, that's what Hirohito said when Yamamoto, yep, told him he couldn't attack. Yamamoto said that to his emperor. I can't, yep, do it, my emperor, because there'll be someone with a rifle, is what he said, behind every blade of grass. And he was right.
Yep. I think now there's two rifles behind every blade of grass. Everybody's been buying them, so.
It's over, you know, 350 million now.
Yeah. Well, just to make it clear, hopefully they will never, ever have to be taken out of the locked cabinet that they're in.
Great.
To defend our freedoms. But you know what? That's what the fire alarm is on the wall when you go into a building. You know, it's you don't want to use it, but damn it, if it's there, you got a fire, you better pull it. So.
The Second Amendment was set up specifically for that. The Second Amendment was basically set up not so that you had the right to go out and shoot squirrels. The Second Amendment was basically set up so that we, the people, could protect ourselves from a tyrannical government.
Yep. That's the fact. You know, I mean, if it hadn't been for weapons, you know, we would have never had the freedom we have now to fight the British.
Yep. Okay. Well, look, that's about it for you, my friend. So I'm going to shut up. I promise not a word for the next minute or two. And please give your parting shot. I need people to understand that at your point in life, there were a whole lot more things you could have been doing other than this, but you chose to do this.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's got to do what you got to do. When you know, it's hard. I got a lot of things going on personally, and
yeah,
you know what? But I still take the time. I've got to make sure that people know about what we're doing and that they have access to the information they need to make, you know, concise, informative decisions about what they're going to do to protect their own safety and their liberty. So if if we don't all stick together, you know, something I've been trying to do for 30 years is to get groups together. I think you finally, we have the answer right here that we can all have different opinions and all have different ideas. But you know what? When we put them all in a big pot, they come out with a nice stew, I guess.
Well, I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And I know you've got some things that you've got to get back to. Thank you so much for stepping in and making your voice heard. You're appreciated.
Well, thanks for putting this thing out there, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And thanks to RBN for helping everything along. You know, without RBN, you know, we're going to be a big team here. So that's yep. one of the best things I've ever seen in a long time, is that we're going to be a one hell of a force to reckon with. So
already
you have a good day, Roger.
Thank you. All right. Now, there's one more thing I want to go over with everybody. We've got about 14 minutes left, and I really need people to understand this, okay? I got done telling you there's no corporate money. I got done telling you there's no government money. We don't have it here. We don't. The closest we come to that is if somebody comes in as a member and decides to make a donation and they own a business. Okay, that's fine. Who are we to say, if you're a business owner, you can't donate? What you cannot do is state that your donation comes with strings. So you go the same route everybody else goes. You go to the donate button, you click on it, you tell them how much you want to donate, whether you want it to be reoccurring or not, and you go away. End of story. This is the only way the doors stay open. Anybody who thinks that running a mechanism like this is cheap, it isn't. Just the technical support we need and the server costs and things like that runs into the thousands of dollars every month. And right now, with the membership that we have, we don't have enough to cover that. A lot of that is coming out of my pocket, out of Tom's pocket, out of Dan's pocket, out of just to keep the door open. Now, this is where we're going. And for anybody who's rolling your eyes into the back of your head, there is anybody who believes that freedom is free, you're a moron. Freedom isn't free. It can't be. Whether you pay the price of life, whether you pay the price of blood, whether you pay the price of a few bucks a month out of your pocket, freedom isn't free. TLB Talk requires more. We want to give you guys the best live streaming on the planet. We want to give you guys the ability to store videos that are gigabytes large. We want to give you guys the ability to do things that even Facebook can't do. But I can't pay for that myself. Tom can't pay for that himself. This is a community of, by, and for the people. Let me explain to you right now. There's probably, I don't know, 3,000 to 5,000 people in there right now. We purposely kept it low simply because we needed to stress the system, check it, see what the servers were doing, pretty much try and figure how much we were going to need when this started to explode. We're in what's called a tier right now. What we're doing is we're inviting everybody who wishes to be a member to not only come in, but to come in, look around, get comfortable, and then invite 10 of your most trusted friends. And when they come in, we ask them to do the same thing. This is a tier. We're going to populate it via this tier. Right now, what do we have in TLB Talk? We have the leaders who came in first. You guys are all leaders if you're a member of TLB Talk. Each and every one of you were first. We are confident beyond a shadow of a doubt that the people you pick to bring in are people you would wish to live in your community. Stop and think about that. Would you purposely go out and get some idiot and ask him and help him to move into your community? No, you wouldn't. So what we're looking for right now, now that we have proven the system, now that the server situation is solid as a rock, now that the capabilities are just about as good as most platforms, we want to go to where our capabilities go beyond these platforms. The only way to do that is not for you to give us $1,000. We're not asking you for that. It's not for you to give us $100. We're not asking you for that. It's not even for you to give us $10. We're not asking you for that. What we are asking you to do, if you can, and it's not a requirement to be in there, is to contribute $5 a month consecutively. In other words, click the little button when you go in to donate that says, I want to do this on a monthly basis. Now, how is that going to help us to give you guys unlimited live streaming, give you guys unlimited video storage capability, to give you guys the ability to do things other platforms only wish they could do? I'm going to explain that to you. I would expect at the end of this tier, we're going to end up with close to 50,000 people. Remember, we've never advertised this. We don't have the money for that. This has all been word of mouth. The thousands that are in there right now were all handpicked by the leaders who walked in the door first. And we have some phenomenal people. If you're not a member, when you go in there and look around, tlvtalk.com, what you're going to find out is that's a community. People talk like it's a community. They act like it's a community. And there's thousands of them. And when you look at that timeline going down on the homepage, you will see that sense of community. Let's say we have 5,000 people. Let's say that we have, I don't know, the ability to ask each and every one of them to bring in 10 people. Okay? This is not a stretch. Most of those leaders do know at least 10 people they would like to invite into a platform like this. Now you're looking at 50,000 people. But that's not making any money for us. What is making money for us is that you ask these individuals as they come in the door if they could possibly do a $5 a month reoccurring donation. All right, so you've got 5,000 people, but only 20% of them, 1,000 of them will do a $5 donation. That's $5,000 a month. That's twice what it cost us to run this project right now. When we have 100,000 people in there, if we use the same math, that's $10,000 a month. When we have 100,000 people or 500,000, are you starting to get the idea? At 1 million people or 500,000 people, let's not even go to 1 million yet, at 500,000 people of only 10% of them, 10%, which is 50,000, put in $10 a month. That's $500,000 a month. What can't we do for you? It's not our platform. It isn't. You heard what Tom said. You heard what I said. This is a community. You want really, really nice playground? Help us put it together. You want a really, really nice garage? Help us to build it. We're not asking anybody to put in more than $5 a month. I could be very greedy and say, hey, look, let's do $20 a month, everybody. Let's do $50 if you can. No, I don't care what you put in. What I'm asking is not only when you come in, if you're not already a member, but when you come in and you start inviting your friends, you give them the same lesson I just gave you. If you want this to be the biggest, baddest, and best, nobody's here to make $1 million. I've been running and building the Liberty Beacon Project for 13 years, have never taken a corporate dollar, although I could have taken a lot. And 90% of the cost of everything has come out of my pocket. I'm either extremely stupid or I'm here for the right reason. And that reason is to eradicate programmed ignorance. A social media platform is a different kind of animal, my friends. It's one that costs more due to bandwidth. It's one that costs more due to storage space. It's one that costs more, and I could go on and on. If we want this to be the pride of social media, then we the people, can make it that. Nobody here is being asked to go broke. Nobody here is being asked to pitch in more than $5 a month. If you can do $3 a month, do that. The point here is when we've got 100,000 people, if only half of them, 50,000, are putting in $5 a month, that's $250,000 a month. What can't we do? And if you want honesty, If I was some kind of a ripoff or a cheat, I'd have been taking corporate money years ago, and I'd be rich. I'm not, and I haven't, and I never will. But everything that I've had a chance to build in the Liberty Beacon Project is because individuals like you stepped up with a couple of bucks here and a couple of bucks there and said, Roger, let me help you. What I'm telling you is that TLB Talk is not mine. It's not Tom's. It's not Dan's. It belongs to all of us. We either make it the best on the planet by a few, one cup of coffee a month. That's it. Give up one Starbucks coffee a month, and we can make this the best social media platform, the best way to connect, the best community you've ever seen online. And no corporation or government will hold sway over us. That's my drive. That's the mechanism that makes me get up every single morning with a smile on my face and work 18 hours a day. For any of you who haven't heard this, and I don't lie, I haven't had a day off in over 10 years. And my average working day is 16 to 17 hours. What do I work on? Yep, you guessed it. Why am I here? Because of you. I'm here for everybody listening to this show. I'm here because I do a lot of research, and so do the friends and the people that I associate with, and we wish to eradicate your programmed ignorance. Do us a favor. Come and join us. This is yours. It belongs to the people. How do I say that? Because there's no corporate money. There's no government money. There isn't. You want it to be bigger, better, better, faster? Put $5 a month into the coffers. You and the people you bring in, and we encourage you to bring in at least 10 friends once you've looked around. You and the people you bring in, one cup of coffee a month. And we will take and give you a report each month on what has come in, what it's being spent on, and what we need to do in the future. So don't be saying, Roger's going to be taking all this money. He's going to be buying a yacht and going to Hawaii. No! That ain't going to happen. You will be in the loop. Because if you're not, this will never work. This will work. It hasn't worked for anybody else because corporations and big money has always managed to sway them. They've tried to sway us for 12 years and they have not succeeded. What makes you think they're going to succeed tomorrow? You step in, you become a part of this, and TLB Talk and RBN, listen to me, you got a few extra bucks, throw them RBN's way. I'm not kidding. This is our partner. We want to see RBN succeed in every fashion that TLB succeeds in. And under the same premise, a couple of bucks a month from enough of you, and RBN can grow. RBN is the biggest, baddest, best for what they do and what they offer. There's nobody that compares to them, or we wouldn't be here. Think about everything I've said, people, and think about TLBTalk.com. This will be on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow, embedded in an article. If you can share it with a friend, please do. If you want a forum where you know you can talk, then that's the place to go. And not only are you welcome, but we'll enjoy your company. Join our community.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.